It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to a Monday. It's a holiday here in the United States. Today is called Memorial Day. We remember those that lost their lives in the name of freedom, fighting for their countries, not only here in the United States, but around the world. And here in the U.S., we recognize this day every year by presidential proclamation. It's called Memorial Day. And we have a special show for you coming up today on Border Crossings. We have not one, but two great artists who will be joining us on this program. So I invite you to sit back and get ready for the Rex and Pentatonix. The Rex are one of the great rock bands on tour. We'll be talking to them. And Pentatonix, who are famous for their a cappella harmonies. So stand by for Border Crossings on our Memorial Day Monday with the Rex and Pentatonix coming up this hour right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
So it goes. I'm drinking whiskey by the pint. Helps my throat. Cause I'm yelling all the time at the TV. Tell me, do you think I'm going crazy? Can we go back? Cause I miss the way it was, not so bad. Now I'm up against the wall, but don't worry. It's gonna make one hell of a story.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We've got a group of guys who are on tour right now for their debut EP, and they're here in D.C. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America, the Rex. It's great to have you guys here.
Hello, Voice of America.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
First of all, the Rex. That's an interesting name for a band. What made you choose the Rex?
Oh, nothing. Just nothing. It was in a dream.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was in a car wreck in a dream. Woke up and thought, that is fitting.
Surprisingly, wasn't taken, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't taken.
Except by a Jersey
Jersey cover 80s band, cover band, but you know, just
worked it out.
Yeah, worked it out. We they're tied up somewhere.
Yeah. But you're the only one that matters right now in the scheme of things.
You know,
the only wrecks that are out.
It's all
there.
Subjective.
What are your names? You guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Weston.
I'm Nick.
I'm Schmiz.
Billy.
And you guys are from the Jersey area for the most part?
These guys are.
Yeah, we
these
are.
Jersey boys.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm from Western New York, and as is Weston, except for his brief stints in Germany and China.
Wow.
And then our bassist, who is not here at the moment, is from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We live in Los Angeles now, but we all separately grew up near the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What part of Los Angeles? I used to live in Calabasas. So
we were up in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
And then when we started the band, we were like living on our manager's couch and stuff to get the band started. And then and now we're a bit nomadic. He's got a place near Echo Park and near downtown, and the rest of us just kind of
couch surf.
Yeah.
Moment, yeah.
It's a great tours. Place to be if you're putting out music and doing music. And so how long have you been doing this group? I mean, the Wrecks have been together for
November of 2015 as a full band. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a little over 2 years, but we wasted no time in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So we were touring within the couple months that we started, just because we did spent all of our time working on the band and getting it going. And
were you doing music as solo artist before this, or have you always been a part of a band, or how did this come together?
We've all been in like local bands, like from our hometowns before this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've played plenty of benefits or bars when you're playing for the bartender and no one else.
VFWs.
Bartender and your dad.
Yeah, we've done plenty of those like individually, and so we all come from kind of the same, none of us were in some big band, or we weren't like kind of like picked out or anything like that. It's just kind of we all knew each other from other bands and projects, and I was starting this band and I knew these guys were really talented, and I asked them to join it, and they all agreed to just move right to Los Angeles and do it with me. So
How would you describe your music? I mean, a lot of bands hate to be put in a box or get a label attached, but the way to make it in the US is you have to fit into a format.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your lane? Where do you guys feel comfortable?
I think alternative rock is a really good bubble to for us to be in, because that allows you to go any which way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rock music. It's a little,
it's alternative.
But it's alternative.
High energy.
Alternative to what? That's what I always ask.
I don't know. Well,
that's kind of the fun of it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if there's so many alternative bands that are just kind of like, it's just a name for everything else.
Yeah, that's, right. Yeah.
That's not in the lane. I don't know.
Well, we want to hear some live music, so if you guys wouldn't mind doing a song, we'll figure out what you guys do after we check you out.
Yeah, sure. All right. We'll play first.
We'll do Away With Words first.
Sure, yeah.
Here they are, the Wrecks, live on Border Crossings.
I dropped your things off late last night. I saw your mom, she said goodbye. Is that what you wanted? I drove back down past Island Park. That bridge looks better after dark. Is this where we lost it? Go on and take back. Go on and take back everything. Hey! last time. Act like the last time is nothing. You think I waited up all night? You're out of your damn mind. Don't lie to yourself. Nothing you could say is gonna change the way I hate your guts right now. Go on and take back, go on and take back everything. Hey, to break a promise, go on and say this, go on and say I'm lost in pain. Hey, but let me honest, you got away, you got away, you got away, you got away with words, you got away with words. Would I get away with words?
The Rex, right here in D.C. on The Voice of America. So in 2016, you put out your first single, and it did very well for you. I read where it had like 8, 9 million Spotify streams. That's huge.
Yeah, that was really crazy that song did so well, because we started the band by kind of sneaking into a recording studio to record it. I basically had like a demo for it, asked these guys to join the band, and they drove across the country immediately. And then within that first week that they were there, I get a call from this girl who said, "Hey, I'm house sitting for this guy who's got a recording studio, or like a home studio. If you want to come over and just, you know, drink some wine and record a cover of a song or something like that." And I thought that sounds fun, whatever. And I went over there and I noticed it was an entire studio. It wasn't just some guy's home setup, right? He had a whole, you know, live drum room and 18 different snare drums, and he's got the amps and everything. So I called the guys. I was like, "You guys got to get over here." Like, because we had no money at the time. We were all working part-time jobs. Schmiz and I were doing medical studies to fund the band at first. Clinical studies where they test unapproved medication on you.
And wonderful.
Give you a check at the end of the week. Yeah.
My parents don't even know that yet.
Growing tails.
they might know it now.
Water crossing. Yeah. So you know, we had no money. So this was an option for us to get our music out and record it. And I had some limited recording experience, but our roommate Andrew was pretty good behind a computer and knew how to run a lot of the gear, and so him and I just kind of co-produced it, and we didn't really know what we were doing. We just had 3 days or so to while this guy wasn't home, and because he was in Japan, I believe. And she said, the girl who let us in, she said, "All right, you've got from like 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. every day to come in, and you know you can't be here during the day because his ex-wife is going to come home and give the diabetic cat its shots. So you can't be around for that, or else we'll get busted." So we did it, and there was no time or room for mistake or error or second guessing. You just kind of did, you know. We just kind of made, and we did our whole EP, our first EP that way, and we just put out the first single. We didn't really know how to mix music or math. We just kind of did it, and then hope for the best, and that single ended up hitting the top 40 on all radio, and it helped us begin touring and doing everything that we're doing now. And that song just changed our lives forever, and it's just crazy that
put you on the map.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do, and amazing things can happen.
Right. Favorite Liar is the song we're talking
about.
So I mean, you know, you're in this guy's house. Does he know? Did he know?
He still doesn't know. Has no
still
idea.
To this
I don't
day.
Know what his name is or where his house is anymore. They seem to remember. Yeah,
there's like a
that
middle
sounds heat. Like my amp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you guys are touring, it's not acoustic, right?
No,
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty loud. This is very
pretty
different
loud.
For what
you
do.
This is very different. Yeah, yeah. We're actually, a lot of these songs are new, especially the one we just played. So even the acoustic versions, we haven't really practiced them.
We just
know the parts well enough to say, "All right, we're going to show up and just play it then," I suppose. So that's, you know, that's, so it's, but it's fun for us. We just enjoy performing the songs, and they're usually written on an acoustic, so they translate pretty well.
Right. Well, when you're really good, as you guys are, you can show up and just do it. You can make, I mean, you know, there's been shows, I'm sure you've been on stage, where you weren't into it, but you had to play and you had to do it, and you did it. You made
growing
it happen.
Up, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the live show is definitely very energetic, and we pride ourselves in trying to capture a crowd because we do a lot of support tours as a new band. You know, we're the opening act, so we've got a crowd going over. So we take pride in the fact that we really enjoy watching people's faces light up.
What's been the biggest show for you so far?
I would say probably, I think it's still like Central Park Summer Stage.
Oh, yeah, in New York City.
Oh, that's a big stage.
Yeah, we were the support act. Our biggest own headlining show is coming up. It'll be in Arizona on May 4th. It's going to be about 1,500 people, and that'll be a really special day for us. I'm really excited. Yeah,
that's great. Excited. Now, when you're on stage, you jump into the crowd. You do that.
Yeah, we crowd surf. I did a stage dive the other day. I might have killed like a 15-year-old girl. I feel pretty bad for the girl in the front row. But yeah, sometimes you're just caught in the heat of the moment. Mm. You just go for it.
Literally dive into the crowd.
Catch some waves.
Yeah. Well, you want to be a big enough band to draw enough people so that you can jump into the crowd and have somebody that catch you.
That's a real incentive.
During our headline, we just did a headlining tour this past fall, and I made the mistake of saying before our last show in a sold-out show in Philly, and this happened again in Baltimore, where I said, hey, if you crowd surf, I want you to join me on stage.
Uh-oh.
So that turned into three people or four people crowd surfing immediately, but then because they were on stage, everyone said, all right, we're going to go on stage now.
We're going to jump.
Completely packed with people. There was like probably 60 to 80 people on stage, and then there was about 250 people off the stage.
Uh-oh.
And
tons of broken gear.
they're just diving onto the concrete.
I literally get shoved to the back during that time. I'm just like, all right, it's like the last song we're playing. I'm just like, I'm just going to like leave now. I was like, no one can see me anyway. There's like 100 people on stage.
Give somebody like your guitar on stage.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, like you could play this if you want.
Play a couple of your G chord, whatever.
Yeah, really. I remember turning around and not being able to see any one of the guys in the band. I like had to like, luckily I'm like tall, so I could poke my head up, and I was like, oh, shit.
We'll be finishing a song, and like I remember like one time like a fan like stepped on my volume pedal and like pretty much shut my guitar off, and like I had no option to go back and turn it back on, so I was just like,
all right, just walk off.
Well,
yeah,
you
both
know,
of
what
our
are you
guitars
do?
Went out.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
We're talking to the Rex, who are in our studios, and you got a DC show coming up.
We do tonight.
Well, it's Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
We'll call it a DC show.
Cool. Yeah.
And you're promoting the new album, the new EP, Panic Vertigo. Tell me about the new EP.
Oh, man. I wish I could say that the story was boring compared to the first one, but it was also pretty good. We signed a record deal over this past year, going into 2017, and we were giving a budget, and they're like, okay, now you don't need to break into a studio, you don't need to do medical studies. Here's money to go record your new EP.
A legit album, yeah.
And so we did it in Los Angeles with this producer, and we thought, all right, we're doing it the right way. This is the way every band does it. And for the first time, I wasn't really producing the music. And then after 3 weeks of working with someone else, we kind of, I don't know if it was because our vision was too ambiguous going in, but the songs were not our band. After 3 weeks, we're like, great. We just spent all this money that the label gave us, and we hate the songs.
Right.
And it wasn't even an option in our heads to put, oh, well, I guess we could put this out. Like, we didn't even consider it. It was like,
right.
No, this is not our
band. It's not true to who you are.
We tried salvaging them at first.
Yeah, so what we did was we tried to fix them. We're like, okay, give us the files, give us the sessions, we'll try to fix it. And then it was like, these are unsalvageable, we need to redo them. And so we kind of concocted this plan where we had this call with our management and our label, and we said, all right, we want to move into my grandma's house in Wellsville, New York, which is Western New York, near Buffalo area. And I said, we're going to drive 45 minutes every day, and we're going to go to a barn, and there's a studio in that barn, and we're going to record the EP ourselves. And after about a minute of crickets, they said, well, we've got no money, so go for it. Yeah.
Wow.
And so we did it, and we did it our own way. And we it's kind of that thing where you just feel like a kid in a toy shop where you don't know what you're doing, and you just kind of, you're throwing stuff against the wall and hoping it sticks, and you're just exploring your own creativity without anyone there to say like, oh, that's wrong, or you're not supposed to do that. We went up to like a Wurlitzer that has all these buttons for different instruments that you can play on this keyboard, and those buttons make a nice click sound. And I thought, what if four of us all click a different button and we record that and we put it on top of a snare? So it goes like every time. So it makes this really nice texture. So we thought, okay, I don't think a producer would have said, hey, go. I mean,
right,
a lot would, because there's a lot of amazing creative producers, but that just wouldn't. It was just the kind of thing where it's a bunch of kids in a studio who are just making it up as they go. Mm. And we did almost the whole EP there. One song we did with a friend of ours in Los Angeles. But yeah, it was a really rewarding and I don't know, I just loved it. It's a memory that I'll always have, is all of us Whether they were miserable in the middle of nowhere or not, I really enjoyed being near my
town.
Slim
options, and, right?
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did
cool
you use a loop pedal at all? Because it sounds like if you're using different sounds, you have the creative opportunity that you don't need to bring in all kinds of music, all kinds of instrumentation. You can create your own stuff, sounds and.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll just record it, and you know, you record one of those sounds, and you get you record the clicks a couple different times, mm-hmm. and you'll stack them on top of each other in the program. Then you'll just kind of loop that over inside the Pro Tools or whatever program you're using. Mm-hmm. And, but we found ourselves able to do a lot of live stuff, you know, instead of like a lot of producers might just, you know, program the tambourine. You can just grab a sample that of the right BPM or whatever. But why do that? We've got a whole studio at our own disposal. So Billy just goes out and play, you know, it's
very
just
organic.
Really fun to play very organic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like throwing sticks at books and stuff.
Oh yeah. We were like, yeah, we were doing the dumbest stuff. It was so much fun. And we actually played one of his guitar, solos. It had a speed picking part where you have to play the just really fast. Shit. And it's not really his style of playing. So he grabbed a fidget spinner and he spun it as fast as he could. And he put it against a string and it just go. And it was really cool. And it's really interesting. And then we put in a lot of reverb and it made this really cool sound. And there was just so many things like that where it was just a bunch of kids being dumb in a studio. And now we put it out on Sony Music. Yeah.
Hey, it works, you know. Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time that somebody had recorded in a barn or a haunted house or something other than a studio.
Yeah.
So the acoustics must be different. I mean, when you're in a
barn.
Well,
to be fair, it's very
it's, a, nice pretty, it's a pretty finished studio.
Yeah,
you mean Grandma Rocks Out? Is that what you?
It's like a really nice. It's like a kind of like a studio. No, not a studio, but it's like an apartment above this barn. So it's not really quite the basement or the garage area, I guess you would call it, of the barn is where we rehearse and stuff. But the upstairs, it's a pretty nice finished studio.
Because, you know, visually you get the picture of the cows and the chickens. And,
right. Oh, yeah,
and there
yeah.
you
yeah.
are. And the tractor behind you.
There is a tractor.
There is a tractor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's also a gator. We were ripping around the backyard. Whenever you take a break, you just fire up the gator and start ripping around the backyard.
It's stressed.
We've got the Rex on the show today, so if you guys would do some more music, we'd love to hear something else now that you're tuned and ready to go. What are we doing now?
We can do the single, Favorite Liar. Why don't we do Favorite Liar? We'll do
so
the one
where the inspiration of the song.
Oh, well, this is the one that we snuck into that studio to record with the first EP, and it was just I wrote it about a time and a relationship, because all of our songs are all the stories are all real things that have happened, and it's just about when you look back on a relationship and you only tend to look at the good things, because then you know that's what makes you happy or sad about it, or that's what invokes emotion, but you kind of forget why you broke up in the first place. So it's about that realization, like, oh yeah, that was great, and I do miss you, and this is a great thing that we had, but also...
That sucked.
You're kind
Does
of a
she
bad
know
person.
You wrote that song? For her?
Not a bad she... person, but... Yeah. Yeah, she knows. Okay. We're close. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Here they are, the Rex. Favorite Liar.
I remember going out to see the big rocks. Went without you knowing. Hope you're not too mad I go a lot. I go a lot. I remember weekends before we got too cool for them. And I remember thinking maybe we could just pretend tonight. Just tonight. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna wake up feeling tired. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna lay there for a while. But that don't change that you're a liar, a liar. Hold yourself up high. Fighting over everything.
I think you should know that I've got pretty girls. Yeah, I got pretty girls taking me home. I've got room to grow. I know I'm missing home, but you think I'm alone. And I think you should know that I've got pretty girls. Yeah, I've got pretty girls taking me home. I wanna wake up with you, I wanna lay there for a while. And I wanna wake up with you, I wanna wake up feeling alive. It's just too bad that you're alive, alive. To hide away, but you said no. You made me love the rain.
Wow, sounding great. The Rex, yes, favorite liar. Over what, 9 million or so downloads? I guess that's huge. Where do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time? I mean, that's going to be
exactly
something
that you're
going to carry with you for the rest of your career.
It was the night before our first ever tour that we were on. It was April 2016, and we were in Wisconsin, and we were it was after a show we'd played, and we were all kind of like celebrating the night, you know, at a friend's apartment, and I got a Snapchat that we were on a Sirius XM's Alt Nation, and I was like, I didn't believe it, so I went online and I like found the station and I saw that it was on, and I remember I looked around the room and I saw the guys in the band just kind of hanging out with friends and enjoying themselves, and I was just like, they have no idea. I was like, our lives are like could change from this, and like they have no clue. They're just like having, you know, it was like a movie moment in my head, and so and I was like, hey, and so we celebrated the night a little harder.
And the new EP is called Panic Vertigo, and the title was that. Did I read that it was inspired by actual panic attacks that you have?
Yeah. It was a term that I just coined to try to explain a really bad anxiety attack that I had when I was about 18 or 19. I kind of felt like the room was really spinning, and I didn't have a grasp on not only like physically, but also like temporally. I was like, where am I? What time is it? I was just like it was this wild panic attack, and I had felt that a few times. And it's just like the title track Panic Vertigo is about just trying to get past that and get over that and cope with it or deal with it or whatever you got to do and finding hope and things like that. So, it's just a way to articulate that feeling. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are coming out and opening up about some very personal things in their lives and talking about mental health, which is it seems to be in the forefront of people's minds right now. People are talking about it, which is a good thing because you can
very
help a lot
thing.
Of people.
Yeah. You know? I was always ashamed of it when I was in high school, and I was bullied a bit in high school, but it was the depression. I had like depression in high school, and I've seemed to got a really good grasp on it now. It only comes in waves, but I remember being kind of ashamed of it and scared of it, and because you're already kind of getting made fun of for being different, and then you don't want to be like, you know, it almost feels like an excuse, and you tell yourself all these things that are just not true, and to see young kids come out and I mean, people of all ages come out and just, you know, adults. I think I'm more inspired by the adults who say, yeah, I suffer with depression and I have a normal job and people might not know. Mm-hmm. And those are the people who inspire me maybe the most. It's just like, it's okay. It's fine. You know, like, it's your brain. It's the way it's wired.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to terms with it is the most healthy thing that you can do. And it's a really good first step is to say, you know what? I probably have depression. And today is a bad day. Mm-hmm. And that just telling yourself that goes a long way.
Right. And you have, you, I mean, support system is key to people. Yeah. And you have your brothers here.
I have a very good support system. You know, and so. I'm surrounded by people who I really love. And it's, it makes all the difference. But then there's some, and they understand too. There's sometimes when, sometimes it's an interview or sometimes it's something I'm like, guys, I can't do it today. I can't, you know, I just I've got to stay inside. And they understand that. And even right now, being able to openly talk about that and say it, it, it's, it feels different than it felt 5-6 years ago when I was growing up.
Got to feel good now. It's to be able to not be judged or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact of life, and it's just coming to terms with who you are. I mean, it's the same thing. I think
You can turn your experience into something that can help a lot of people. Remember that you are a role model for a lot of people. You know,
which is wild.
Yeah,
which is
well,
weird.
You know, you never would have thought that about yourselves, you know. I mean, but here you are.
Yeah.
So tell me about the studio album. I mean, you've put out two EPs now. Normally, that's followed by a studio album. What's the plan for the Rex?
We have written a lot of songs, and we're ready to go on a studio album. We probably want to write 100 more, but we'll see. We might get in, start maybe recording some songs this summer after we tour and do some festivals and stuff. And it depends on how it feels. We'll probably, and it depends on what we want to do. Do we want to go to a producer again? Do we want to try it ourselves again?
You know, do it yourself.
So you never know. So we're gonna try out a few things and hopefully put together an album.
That's outstanding. Well, we got time for one more song.
Great.
If you guys would do another song for us.
Yeah, this is gonna be our new single. It's called James Dean.
Ooh, I like James Dean.
Well, it's an anti-James Dean song.
Oh, it's an anti-James Dean, so I better leave the room. It's the Rex.
Imagine for a minute you get up in the morning and get what you want. You look good in the mirror, your shirt is full of money, you're getting it on. Imagine being shallow, thinner than a shadow, thicker than wood. Imagine for a minute the way that I'd be living if only I could. I'm no James Dean, heartthrob, daydream, bad hair, black jeans, not cool, suits me. James Dean. James Dean. I got into Nirvana and smoking marijuana my first year in school. But you don't really wanna get busted by your mama if you wanna stay cool. She burst into the party and had an early start. She was looking crazy. Say, think I'm disappointed, that's not how you were raised. But I'm no James Dean, heartthrob, daydream, bad hair, black jeans. I'm not cool, it suits me. Girls won't me, guys all hate me. Yes, it must mean I'm no James Dean. Gonna be like the movies, but enough's enough, cause after all, you gotta get used to losing, cause then you stand up. I'm not cool, it suits me. Girls won't take me, guys all hate me. Yes, that must mean I'm no James Dean. I'm no James Dean. Walk out, daydream, bad hair, black jeans. I'm not cool, it suits me. Girls
Yes. Oh. Sounding great.
Thank you. Hey,
yeah, awesome. I mean, for you guys putting this together with no rehearsal, no preparation, mm-hmm. you just kind of said, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, we do a couple.
We've done, like, the last 2 years here, we did those a couple times.
We're not so irresponsible.
Yeah, we've done a couple. Yeah, we've done this situation a couple times where we're like, all right, we're going for it. So
we certainly haven't rearranged the song to be acoustic. We're still just kind of playing electric guitar leads out of the acoustic.
Sounds great. Yeah, I mean, really sounds great. Now, people around the world who are just meeting the Rex for the first time, they want to find out the tour schedule, they want to get the EP, where do they go?
Yeah, so all of our socials and our website are We Are The Rex. So wearetherex.com and then at We Are The Rex for anything else.
Spell it for the international audience.
Yeah, WEARETHEWRECKS. We Are The Rex. There's a lot of E's in that.
A lot of E's. And you guys like the hopefully get to go to China. I know you live there for a little while.
Yeah.
So that would be cool.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. People in China tuning in right now.
Yeah, you should say something to the Chinese audience.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us a little Mandarin. Putonghua.
Putonghua. 我们很快要去中国看你们.
What did you say?
We will hopefully go to China soon to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
谢谢.
Say thank you
谢谢.
For watching.
谢谢你们今天看我们.
Sound great. Thank you guys for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for having us.
Love meeting you guys. Panic Vertigo is the name of the debut EP here in 2018. These guys are on tour. Check them out. My name's Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
So I've been watching her crack up the whole
that's
time.
Excellent.
That's
excellent.
I hope it's like not in focus.
That's excellent.
They're just like, who is this guy?
She loved it. She liked it.
I think she wants it again.
Oh, really?
God, we can use that. It'll be hilarious. It'll be so good. If you do another one, they're going to use the other one. They're going to use the new one. Dang it.
That was a good one.
That's going to get memed. That's going to go viral.
That'll help the draw.
Help.
Yeah.
That'll help the draw. The young kids love that.
Gotta give
was I like out of focus? That'll only make it funnier.
Oh, she wants another one.
All
right.
I'm going to do it again.
All right.
from all
all right. Okay. They are the Rex and on the road right now for the new EP, Panic Vertigo. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us, and thanks for watching. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Sounded great, but like...
The visuals, I don't know.
The visual, I don't know.
He's missing a Nick.
Yeah. Tell me, am I going crazy? Tell me, have I lost my mind?
Yeah.
Am I just afraid of loving? Or am I not the loving kind?
Yeah.
Kissing in the moonlight, movies on a late night, getting old. I've been there, done that, supposed to be high, better just go. Set fire to my soul, yeah. 'Cause I can do it anymore.
Yeah.
Give me that can't sleep love.
Give me that can't
sleep love.
Give
me that can't
sleep love. I dream about all day. The kind that keeps me up all night. Give me that can't sleep love. Yeah.
Maybe I'm too picky, honey. But I'm not in the world you're in. I'm not in it for the money. I'm here looking for the real thing. Kissing in the moonlight, movies on a late night, getting old, yeah. I've been there, done that, supposed to be high, but it's just gone.
Give me that can't sleep love.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to a very special Border Crossings. Today, we are having an opportunity to speak with one of the hottest singing groups on the planet, three-time Grammy winners. They've got over 2.5 billion views on YouTube, and they started in 2011 together. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America, Pentatonix. Hello.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's great to have you guys on the show. First of all, congratulations on all the success that you guys have had. I think you started together in 2011 or thereabouts.
Thank you. Yeah, it was 2011.
And you met in high school?
The three of us
did. Three of us grew up together, yeah.
And so what was it that made you guys decide to make an a cappella singing group together?
Well, we originally formed for a radio competition, the three of us, that we didn't end up winning. But we loved singing a cappella so much that we decided to try out for the sing-off on NBC. And we added a couple more members and...
And we were always in show choirs and community theater. We just liked that kind of thing. So it was just a perfect fit.
And I bet you when you started this, you never probably imagined the kind of success that you were going to have. I mean, it's been amazing. You guys won a Grammy for Best Country Pop Duo. How did you
get that? Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't have guessed that.
I mean, you know, did you ever see yourself in a country lane? I mean, how did that work?
Not necessarily.
I mean, no. We just kind of, through a series of events, got to work with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And we ended up winning a Grammy for it. It was a whirlwind.
And then you ended up in a film role in Pitch Perfect 2.
Yes.
So I guess films like Pitch Perfect and the TV shows like Glee, they've really helped to make a cappella music mainstream.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's all really good timing.
And so do you have any other film roles planned for your group?
Oh, that would be
that would
dream.
Be fun.
Not yet.
You're not going to sing.
We're crossing our fingers.
Are you going to sing a cappella in the next Terminator film or something?
Acapella Terminator is a concept.
Wow, that's a concept, yeah.
That's hilarious.
On Broadway.
That would be fun. So the new album is your sixth album, I believe, and it's called Pop Volume 1.
Pop Volume 1, yes.
So tell me about the new album, Pop Volume 1.
So it's just a bunch of covers from the last year of some of the biggest songs that have come out, and we put our own fresh little PTX spin on them.
Mm-hmm. And how do you guys decide which songs you're going to sing? I mean, is it a group process? Is there one person in the group that's like kind of appointed as the person who makes the decision? What's the process?
We all just kind of pitch our favorite songs.
Yeah, just sit down in a circle.
And we kind of know. We've arranged so much at this point that we just like kind of know what song is going to work. They have to have the right melody and chords. And we just give the arrangements a shot.
Mm-hmm. And so because your style of music is so harmonized, it's all built around harmonies, I imagine there's a lot of rehearsal involved, hours and hours of rehearsing.
You know, it's not as brutal as you would think.
Yeah,
we know our formulas so well. We learn arrangements really quickly. The muscle memory muscle is really strong by now. Yeah.
So it's, you know, I mean, obviously you're all very talented individually as well as collectively. Have any of you thought of a solo career along the way, or has this always been the plan and this is the way it's going to work, Pentatonix forever?
I mean, we all love Pentatonix, but we have our own separate projects, too. We love branching out and doing different creative avenues. But
we're all really hardworking, so we've been able to do it all. We all have our own little solo things, and we all do PTX as well. We actually took a red-eye here from another project we had to get here, like, just an hour ago.
Wow.
And so if we're willing to put in the work, we can do it all.
Yeah, and it's really cool because when you do your separate things, you get to be artistic in that area, and then when you come back to Pentatonix, you have so much more and many more experiences that you can bring back to the group.
Yeah.
And you guys had, I guess, a member change recently. This is the first one since 2011?
Yeah. First member change.
So that's got to be difficult. I mean, you know, when you lose one of the members of the family and you replace them, for the new person coming in, it's an adjustment. And for the rest of the guys and gals in the group, it's also a kind of an adjustment to get used to this person's vocal styles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I mean, when we came together originally in 2011, it just worked so well. And it felt like really divine how it just like kind of came together. So we thought, oh no, if we lose a member, is it going to all fall apart? So we had that paranoia, but Matt came in and he just totally killed it, fit in, has his own style.
And
I feel like we're off and running again, which is really cool.
That's excellent. And the new singers featured with the rest of the group on the new CD, Pop Volume 1.
Yes.
No, that's excellent. Now, is the album out, or I didn't see a release date? I'm looking for a release date.
I don't know if this is airing today, but it came out. It came out today.
It came out today.
Yeah.
Yay! Congratulations. Yay. Exciting times for you. So is this like? I mean, you've done two Christmas albums along the way as well with the six CDs. So is this like old hat now? I mean, you mentioned Muscle Memory, or is every album a little different than the one before it? What's it feeling like? The vibe for you guys?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a combination of both a little bit. We stick with what we know. We know our strong suits and our skill sets and what works really well in the group. But we always love pushing the boundaries a little bit and, you know, taking the brand to the next level, taking the music to the next level. But we also know what our fans like as well.
That's right. And I know that Maroon 5 started off as an a cappella group at UCLA called Kara's Flowers. And Sarah Bareilles was in the group.
I didn't know that.
Ah, see, now you know that. And so
now we know.
Do you guys listen to and get inspiration from?
It's all so vastly different.
Very eclectic.
We all really like strong vocalists, I would say. We're really inspired by strong vocalists. Beyonce, R&B singers. It's all so different.
It's cool that our interests are so eclectic, though, because we bring a lot of different ideas into, like, the arrangements and just into our, like, brainstorms in general.
Do you do original things, too? I mean, are there original songs?
Our full album before this was a completely original album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so who does the writing? Is it a group thing?
All of us,
We do
different sessions with each other, different combinations. We work with songwriters.
Wow. And I know that you guys are not only big in the United States, where there's a huge following for you. What are your fans known as, by the way? Do you guys know what the fans call themselves?
Pentaholics,
yeah.
Oh, I love it. Now, you're also known outside of the U.S. You've performed in many, many places, released CDs in Japan and Korea and all over the place. What's it like performing outside of the U.S. for you guys?
It's amazing.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Absolutely. It's such a different experience with each country, too.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. Yeah.
Do you have favorite places you like to go?
We all love Japan.
That's always our go-to. Collectively, we always have such a good time there. But everywhere, Germany, Italy, France.
The UK is amazing, too.
And they receive, you know, a cappella harmony so well because it's, you know, in a second language for them. English is not the first language in many of these countries. It's easy to understand, so they can enjoy the words and sing along.
Exactly,
it is cool when you go to different countries, they know, like, the exact arrangement because that's kind of just, like, obviously music is, like, the universal language, so everyone is just knowing all the parts, and it's just so cool when we travel.
Music is the universal language. I love that. So what have your highlights been, besides the Grammys? I mean, coming there, and the first Grammy, I'm sure, was really special because your name, Pentatonix, come on up. And whoa. But what other highlights have you had so far along the way in 7 years now?
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many.
Amazing collaborations. We sang with Dolly Parton.
Yeah, and Reba McEntire. Jason Derulo. We've done some cool collabs. Yeah. And some shows. We did, like, a show in Manila that we'll never forget. And I just remember some of our first shows in Japan.
Yeah, one of the most memorable for me was when we did the American Music Awards. Because Harrison Ford is introducing us to sing the Star Wars medley. And we're singing with the John Williams Orchestra. And also, Meghan Trainor is in the front just going, I love
That was just a real experience.
Yeah, just so many along the way.
Now, one of the things that, you know, make you guys so successful and popular is the fact you work so hard touring. I know you're touring all the time. Mm-hmm. So the tour will come, I'm sure, after the release of the album today, and people will have a chance to see. Is this an international tour?
This is a States tour.
This is a States tour in Canada.
Okay. And so are you on the road with anybody? Are you performing? Are you opening for anybody? What can people find out if they want to see Pentatonix in concert?
Well, we're not sure.
We're headlining.
Yeah, that we know.
We might have. I don't know.
It's okay. Well, that's it. How about website where people can go? You know, social media, people can find you. Where do they go?
Yeah, it's PTX Official on Twitter and Instagram, and then our website, ptxofficial.com/tour, if you want to buy tickets.
Can you do that again slowly because of our language difference around the world? So one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely, yeah. ptxofficial.com/tour for more info on tickets. and then PTX Official for Instagram, Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, and I know that, you know, you guys have had, like I say, tremendous success. How many millions of people subscribing now? I think there's 13 million subscribing to your YouTube.
We just hit 15 million
subscribers.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you got started on YouTube. That's kind of where you got discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, thank goodness for social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
indeed. So, you know, the name Pentatonics, when I mentioned on the show you guys were coming on the program, I got a few email people saying, where does that name come from?
Mm. Oh, it comes from a scale called the pentatonic scale, which is this scale used in a lot of cultures. That's just kind of, it's one of the only scales that's just naturally understood by the human brain. And it has five notes in it, so it was perfect.
Oh, perfect. Music name for a music group. Now, I love your harmonies, I love your sound, and the energy. You guys have a lot of fun, obviously, doing what you're doing. And so I just, you know, a cappella is very, it's a vulnerable style of music because you don't have any music accompaniment, but you guys do beatbox.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to you guys on all your success. Pop Volume 1, which leads one to believe there will be more volumes.
Yeah.
We think so.
Pentatonics, Pop Volume 1. Thank you guys for being on our show today. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Pentatonics here on The Voice of America. This is Border Crossings.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
Thank you very much to the Rex and to Pentatonics for their participation on today's show. Pentatonics have a new album out. It's called Top Pop Volume 1. And I thank you for listening to our show. Thank you, Vince Bonner, for producing today's program. And we shall return tomorrow with requests and dedications. So send them our way to facebook.com/VOA Larry London or by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Again, thank you to the Rex and Pentatonics. My name is Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.